actress.
And your nationality would be, you'd say that you are
American.
And if you were talking about your race, you would say that you were
Caucasian.
Normally, if you're referring to, would you use Caucasian in every situation, or would you sometimes just say white? You're in sociology, you probably always say Caucasian.
Yeah.
Okay, now, talking about the, well, there are lots of other races, but basically the other race, at least in a city like Little Rock, would be, there aren't a lot of voices.
Well, black.
Okay, that would be your normal way to refer.
Yeah.
Black. Okay, what have, or you may not want to say these things, what are some derogatory terms you've heard people use in referring to
blacks? To blacks, well, nigger, of course. I guess you would say spade. You've heard that, I'm sure. I can't think of any others.
Have you ever heard of any derogatory words that blacks use for whites?
Oh, yeah, honky,
yeah.
Of course. That's the only one I can think of.
White people. This is kind of a term that white people would use for other white people who are sort of kind of good for nothing and
white trash, yeah.
Now somebody who lives way up in the mountains or way back in the hills, someplace, you call that person.
Hillbilly.
Have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
No.
Now, if it was not quite midnight and somebody asked you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost.
And you slip and catch yourself and you say, well, this is a dangerous place. I
almost fell.
Now, if somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go out with him and he says, hey, are you going to be ready in a little while? He'll say, well, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
If you were sure you were on the right road to a place, but you just weren't sure of the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, well,
how far is it?
If you were pointing out something, if you wanted somebody to look at something that was just close by you, you'd say, hey.
Look here.
If you wanted to know how many times somebody does something, you'd say, how.
How often.
And if you were agreeing with somebody and that person said, well, I just don't like him, you'd say, well, me.
Me either. Or me neither. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where I was wondering what you would say.
Probably me neither. Me neither, I think.
And this is just for pronunciation. I was going to point to different parts of my body. Could you say this would be my
forehead?
And this all grown here would be my
hair.
And on a man's face, this would be his
beard.
Now, to distinguish this one from this one, it doesn't matter which direction you say first, but this would be
your left ear.
Yeah.
Right ear.
And this that you talk with would be your
mouth.
And this whole area around here would be your
neck.
And the part that you swallow through would be your
throat.
Have you ever heard the word goozle?
Goozle, yeah.
What does that mean?
To me that means, well, I guess it's the Adam's apple or that area.
You have okay, these things here you call
teeth.
And one of them would be one
tooth. Okay.
Okay, this part up above your teeth would be
gums.
This part of your hand.
Palm.
And one of these would be
fist.
And two
fists.
Any part that you can bend on your body would be
a joint.
And the upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
Okay, and this part of a person with these two
shoulders.
And one of these would be
hand.
And you say two
hands.